Pākehā Māori issues. Yes, you can believe it. Always at the front of the queue. Two Memorial Award winners were presented at the National Rural Health Conference, which has been held recently. Rowena Davis has been recognised as the recipient for last year after COVID disrupted the conference. Kyle Eagleton, the honour for 2024. Now, we're joined by Dr. Fiona Bolden, who is the Hauora Taiwhenua Rural Health Network Chair, formerly a GP at Whangamata as well. And it's great to have you join us on the program today, Fiona. Ko Dale, tēnei, thanks for joining us.
Kia ora, Dale. Thank you for having me.
Thanks a lot. Hey, Rowena is a board member at the College of Nurses, Aotearoa Māori, and a member of our Nursing Council. She got acknowledged here, and you might be kind enough to talk a little about the Peter Snow Memorial Award. It's a big deal in rural health. Rowena Davis, Kyle Eagleton, a couple of names we might just flesh out a little bit. Maybe you could tell us a little about Peter Snow before we are reminded of the achievements of Rona and Kyle.
Yeah, thank you. Peter Snow was a GP in Tapa Nui. He died in 2006. And this award is the most significant award that we have in rural health at the moment, which is for outstanding contribution to rural health, to service health research or innovation. Peter Snow was known for his long-standing work in that community and for acknowledging Tapa Nui flu, which became known subsequently as chronic fatigue syndrome. So that was the particular thing he was known for. Rowena has won the 2023 award. She's the Director of Nursing for Primary Care for Mahitahim Hauora, and she's a Mātanga Tāpui nurse practitioner in Northland. And she's also the Arunuku Chair of the College of Nurses on Aotearoa. So she's also a very close colleague of mine, and I've worked with her for years around development of Hauora Taiwhenua. And so it's really exciting to see her get this award. And Kyle Eagleton has got the award for 2024. He's the Associate Dean for the University of Auckland, and he also works in rural Hokianga. His particular area of interest is working for a Māori health provider, and he's interested in how Māori-led and community-designed projects can improve health in those communities.
Both, obviously, great contributors. Rural health, and it's, as the name suggests, also has had many difficulties in the past, and they remain unresolved despite good intentions and despite many constantly saying we need more GPs to service rural New Zealand. It's an easy statement to make, but it's a difficult one to fulfil. Where are we at with rural health from your read, please, if you'd be kind enough, Fiona?
Well, there's two key things about rural health at the moment. One is the workforce, which isn't just GPs. It's also, of course, nurses, nurse practitioners, kaimahi across the whole service. And it's also the funding. So the funding for rural health has been way short of what we need to deliver the service for many decades now. There are a couple of things that are happening, though. So in the area of training, we know that if you train rural people and you train them rurally, they're much more likely to stay there and work rurally. And so we are seeing an increase in the what we call RMIP placements at Otago and Auckland Uni. So this is rural immersion placements for students, so they can actually be trained in rural areas, which is great to see. And there's also the Waikato Medical School, which is currently going through a sort of design process to see if the government will actually fully fund it. But that will be around training more people in rural areas and trying to train more GPs and people who are going to work in these communities. So those are really exciting things. We're seeing similar things in nursing as well, but we need to see it across the whole of the health sector. And the other thing that's happening is that there's currently a review of what's called capitation. That's how general practices get funded. That's being done by Tifata Wara. And we're hoping that that might mean that in the next budget next year, we might see some more funding going in to support these vital services.
Did you use the term capitation?
I did use the term capitation. Yes.
I better Google that one.
It means so that's the amount of money.
Capital.
That practices get paid per each person that's registered with them. That's what that is.
Yeah. Good on you. Good on you too.
Yeah.
Fiona, thanks very much. Hey, the other thing I was interested in, we saw some initiatives, because we've been speaking about the dearth of medical professionals in small town New Zealand and how difficult it is to get a GP. And then others came up with the idea of sort of digital or remote e-doctors, I suppose you might call them. Has that grown, or has the digital advances assisted here, or is it still minimal?
No, that's really taken off. And actually, Tifata Wara have funded the car order service, which is a rural telehealth service, which is used in many places across Aotearoa now. And that's a service where you can have a consultation with a doctor either on the phone or via Zoom or your laptop in somewhere or another. So this is definitely part of the solution, but it's only part of the solution because people still need to see people face to face, you know, to be examined and to have the treatment that they need. So I think we're looking at a future which involves all sorts of different ways of solving the problems of access for rural people to health services.
It's been good talking with you, and I'm sure, like your colleagues, acknowledging the efforts of our two recipients of these tohu, but also thank you for, again, just reminding us of the difficulties small town New Zealand have, Te Puia Springs, Pātea, the list goes on, and, you know, the struggles are real, but let's hope that in time we can find some way through, because these small communities are actually neat to live in. I know that you're in Whangamata for a long time. It's not exactly a small community nowadays, is it?
No, bits of it aren't, but there are lots of rural areas around there, and I actually live in a more rural area than in Whangamata itself. We have all sorts of different challenges with the really remote rural as well. So over the Uruweras, the East Coast area, as you've identified some of those, and down along the west coast of the South Island. And the rural hospitals you've also mentioned, there are some big challenges there with how we continue to support rural hospitals. So there's some work being done on that too at the moment.
Tēnākui. How many people are involved in the Hauora Tai Whenua Rural Health Network?
So we represent about 90% of rural general practices, but we also have 9 different divisions. So we include rural hospitals, rural nurses, students, allied health, research and development, and midwives, iwi providers, you name it, basically. We are there to try and support everybody and become a really united voice for rural advocacy.
Well, thank you for the mahi you've been doing, and thank you for acknowledging Rowena and Kyle's success and contribution to our rural health mahi. Mariola, kia koe, ngā mlaki tanga, kia koe. Thanks, Fiona.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe. Fiona Bolden joining us there.